New debt mediation scheme has just come into force. It's apparently welcome news for farmers. It's called the Farm Debt Mediation Scheme and requires creditors to offer mediation to farmers who default on payments before they take any enforcement action. Total farm debt in New Zealand is currently $62.8 billion, and that is up 270% on 20 years ago. I'm joined by our occasional friendly rural correspondent, Hawke's Bay farmer Steve Wynne Harris. Kia ora, Steve.
Hey, Jesse, $63 billion of debt. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I suppose it depends how you think about it. We're probably more comfortable with debt now than we were 20 years ago. Would that be fair to say?
Especially in the last few months, we're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars getting pumped into the economy to keep the pump prime. So, yeah, maybe these big numbers are not as scary as they used to be, but yeah, farming is very money intensive. You have several million dollars involved, and a lot of it debt when you buy or operating a farm. So that's where all of that money comes from.
Have you had a look at this? And by the way, apologies if I have to jump out of this conversation quickly to go to this media conference in Wellington, Steve. Have you had a look at this mediation scheme, and can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, no, it's really good. Mediation's better than rubbing up against each other, isn't it? And the banks tend to hold all the cards. I had a lot of debt in the 80s and 90s. My bank was really good and still is good. Mark, my bank manager, if you're listening. So I've had good relationships. And most farmers, 70%, are satisfied with their banks. But, there have been forced foreclosures. And, look, it's a brutal process. I know people have been through it. Not only are they losing their business and their farm, but it's also their home, and for some of them it could be several generations. So, you know, it's what defines them. And so this is a really good initiative. It just means that the banks have got to go and through the mediation process before they take any action, and if they can find a pathway, a way through it.
Yeah, the word in the scheme is creditors, but they're basically talking about banks, are they?
Yeah, we're talking about banks, Jesse, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, banks.
Can you explain the basics of running a farm and why debt is important?
Well, as I say, you know, land values, like house values, are very high. You need a lot of money to buy them, and you've got to get a big deposit first before you can go to a bank. And then you might need to be borrowing, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. So that's where the debt comes from to operate that business. You have to be able to service it, and of course, if things go against you, you have to be able to pay the bank back, maybe sell that property and pay the bank back. And that's where the problem comes in, is if the bank thinks that they are now vulnerable and there is not enough money there for them to get their money that they've lent. So that's when they start getting a little bit stroppy.
It sounds like,
you know, this is a process about looking after well-being of people, because that's the paramount thing that we've got to think about.
Yeah, and sounds like good news for farmers, the headline. Will it make much difference, do you think? Will it be used much, this scheme?
I'm not sure. I guess the proof will be in the pudding. We'll see. But it is a good initiative. How much it gets used, I'm certain. If I was in the trouble where the bank was talking about a foreclosure, I'd definitely be going down this pathway and see if you can find some middle ground with a train. I think the mediators they're using are the Arbitrators and Mediators Institute and Resolution Institute. So these are trained professionals who will give you some comfort that there's a referee in the room when you're talking with your bank. So it's got to be a good thing.
Okay. And, you know, no matter how hard a farmer works on his or her property, you are at the mercy of things like the weather and international prices. How are things going in Hawke's Bay? I think last time we chatted to you, the drought was still pretty acute.
Yeah, well, I mean, the effects of the drought are still well out there, but it's rained and it's rained and it's rained. It can stop raining now, Jesse.
I've had
120 mils of rain in June, and that's all I'd had for the rest of the year up until the end of May. So we've really wetted up. Those of us who have been able to grow some grass are feeling a lot more comfortable, but others not so lucky. It's still going to be a tough couple of months until we get to the spring. You know, and of course, it's got cold now. Winter had to come. June was fantastic. It was mild, basically warm rain.